And a wonderful morning on a Thursday to all of you. You're powering through the week. It's almost to that lovely day that we call Friday. Royals in action today at 1:10, a little afternoon game. Pretty fun day for me, Rob, and Drew. We got to Blue Hills Country Club and see the course and get a walkthrough and get to play that that little club.
Nice.
I can't wait for that.
Great course out there. Never, Tom Watson used to have his tournament out there.
Yeah, never been. The Corn Ferry is there now. They always finish up the Corn Ferry tour there. And it's really cool because you get to see guys get their PGA Tour card, which is like, I don't know.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. So, I had no idea it was closer than I thought. I thought it'd be like deep in the heart of Kansas.
But no, it's right down on state line. It's in Missouri.
Yeah, right on state line. Yep. Take a left. So it'll be fun today. Get to see Drew's golf game, which is like very impressive. It's like how Bob said like the other day, like fat people don't run athletics anymore. Like back in the day, golfers, you know, little guts. And
Duffy Waldorf was a golfer, for God's sakes.
And then Tiger changed that. And Drew's probably 160 pounds soaking wet and absolutely rips the ball.
Every athlete had, even like dart throwers. Remember that dart thrower who came out on stage about a year ago?
You know,
and everybody was fired up about him. Now, he had a little bit of a gut, but even dart players are starting to get into shape now. There's no fat athletes out there. You can't be fat and be an athlete anymore because of where people are with their bodies, right? I mean, if you're a fat ass, you're going to get just run by now in the NFL.
Yeah, but Josh Simmons is in too good a shape.
It's unbelievable.
It's crazy.
I mean, it's just unbelievable.
It's,
I mean, it's nuts.
And John Klinger.
Yeah, right. Did you buy the John Klinger autographed football yesterday?
No, it's great. Shout out to all of you, though, that went out there and bid.
Yeah.
Cody and Gold will give you the number today on their show. I'm told by Alex it's eye-popping.
Oh, good.
So,
awesome. Go. That's fantastic.
That's all I know.
Yeah,
Alex wouldn't even give me information.
Nice.
I know at like noon or something they did an update, and it was already at 10K, and they had 7 hours to go.
Oh, 7 hours to go. Yeah, so, I love it.
And that was no internet.
Exactly. That's right. We had no internet here yesterday.
They had a full day of internet. Yeah. But no, it was a good time. Seeing all the people bid on that. So excited to see, when I go to Third Street Social, when we go to Burn Theory. I saw the Bob Kendrick thing, did a ton of money.
There's nothing better than a tour of that museum by yourself with Bob Kendrick.
The guy has also one of the greatest laughs of all time.
Oh, like fantastic.
I stuck around yesterday and popped on Cody and Gold to talk about some stuff. And of course, they wanted to talk about Caglione, which we can do that a little bit later. 4-4 last night, now has the second best batting average on the team for all the old heads that love stats. Just right behind Bobby Witt Jr. And Bob's out there in, you know, typical great-looking outfit. I said, damn, Bob, it would have been nice if you dressed up today.
Yeah.
And just starts, like, dying laughing because he didn't have a jacket on.
Yeah.
But he's a man of the people. He knows more history than you'll ever know in your life. And just really cool to see a bunch of money donated to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum and to see that people actually love stuff from the garage.
Yeah.
So it's a good time. I can't wait to see, can't wait to hear what Alex says, what is the final number, because they get a 2-hour show.
Yep.
Because they'll be off at noon because Vern will take over for the Royals today. But also the World Cup starts today as well.
First games today out in Mexico, yeah.
Mexico versus
South Africa.
South Africa. Then there's another one. It's Korea versus somebody else.
Yeah, I think
as well.
South Korea versus the Czech.
Okay.
So, two games, 2 o'clock and 8 or 9 o'clock
tonight.
Yeah, late games, yeah. So, obviously, 8 o'clock game is a late game for me,
here.
No matter what. But it is.
We're here.
It's here. We're finally here. We made it, right? And Fan Fest starts today downtown.
That looks cool, man.
It does. I'm gonna head downtown for a little
downtown?
I can't say. I probably shouldn't say where I'm headed today because it's supposed to be a surprise. So, I'll leave that.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Let's move on. Next topic. Yeah.
Don't get your good nut out yet.
No,
Tom Brady's got to give you a free package. it's so funny how the camera follows Mac. He's looking out the door.
Yeah, and then on the whole stream, seeing you look out the door. Yeah.
Who are you looking for over there, Mac?
I was making sure. I was at Lightwell Building on 11th and Main in downtown yesterday. We'll be there for the next 3 Wednesdays. We'll obviously be at a couple of different peanut locations on Fridays for all the World Cup stuff. But with downtown, buzz is starting to be there, man. It's starting to happen.
A lot of people are excited.
Yes.
Yeah, it's good, man.
That was kind of my theory. That everyone's like, I'm not seeing a lot of buzz for the for the World Cup. And I'm like, it's one of those things that's got to get there before you can, really, it's like, World Baseball Classic's next summer. Cool.
Yeah.
And then it starts up and you're like, dude, this is actually kind of a cool tournament. Look at these celebrations and stuff. Something that's not cool is the Texas Tech head coach.
This.
From an addiction. He's recovering. Like.
Just get out of jail free card.
I've sat down with this young man multiple times, and the things that he is going through and what he's been through get serious. As a society, we've been okay with other things that happens and allowing players to play. And this has been the one thing that has united people that they were against, you know. And it's crazy because it's not murder. Okay. It's not beating somebody. There's a lot of things that we're working through.
Was he talking to like the Texas Tech Booster Club yesterday? Because that's like you're just talking to people inside your own little ecosystem there when you're saying stuff like that. Does he not realize the impact of throwing football games and what that has and gambling on sports and what kind of impact that could potentially have on all the players in that locker room? Let's say you've got a player on your team that is on the take. Right. And they're doing things out there that you don't know about because somebody got to them and they're doing things to throw. You know how many injuries you could cause out there? Number one. Number two, you know how many jobs you could cost people because you're doing what you're not supposed to be doing and you're losing games or whatever the case may be. So this coach at Texas Tech, man, he is totally out of touch with this. And I know this did not happen.
Joey McGuire.
I know this
did
not.
Name said yes. Nonsense.
Yeah. I didn't. You know, I guess I didn't think people would react this way and say, well, it's not murder. No, you're right. It's not murder, but it's still something that is illegal to do in the NCAA. And it is still something where this guy deserves to serve a punishment and should not play in the NCAA again. He's not a trustworthy athlete at this point in time. And I don't want to hear about he's addicted to it. It's a no-no. He broke the rules and now he has to pay the consequences regardless of what a court system says, because people in sports are going, we don't want this guy around, except for Texas Tech.
Did he do that speech in like our downstairs bathroom?
Brendan Sorsby.
Yeah, I mean, where is he? Like, who's he addressing right there?
He does have an addiction. He's right.
Yeah,
he does. It is a super big issue. You're right. He shouldn't be playing football.
Right, he should be getting it fixed. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. He didn't murder somebody. He didn't beat anybody. He didn't do any of that. But he effed with the integrity of the game.
Right.
And now you have people that will be like, because I think that for a fact, I know there are people in my friend group that will not bet certain sports because of allegations and stories that have came out. Like, there's a bunch of people in my friend group that will not bet the NBA.
I was going to say, the NBA has got to be
right
now.
They won't touch it. Like, my buddy that I share text with every day, Robert, I mean, every day, he's like, who do you got tonight in the finals? I'm like, this. He's like, okay, what do you have? He goes, I don't bet the NBA. He'll take a chance on a guy throwing a baseball 90 miles an hour to another guy to hit a home run more than he'll bet on the NBA. And that's what you cannot.
Well, who's got people in jail right now, right?
I think it's a very lame excuse of how that guy went about it. Because Mac's right. Like, yeah, he does have an addiction. Yeah, he did gamble. Yeah, he did wrong. He should not be playing football.
Right,
then.
You're right.
Like, he should be going and getting well.
Yes.
Football's the last thing on his mind.
And you know what?
And it's still fresh. Like, he just got suspended. Like, it just happened. Then he got reinstated. And it's like, this is too much for this kid.
It's putting an alcoholic at the bar.
Yeah, yes. Exactly well, what is what it's doing. Yeah,
well,
exactly.
We've got one NA left, so you can have that. After that, water.
Right.
You know?
Ugh. Yeah, it's just awful, you know?
And no one thinks that murderers or people who beat other people should be playing football. We have all criticized the NFL and every league that allows that. We hate that.
Leonard Little did get to play after having a car wreck and killing somebody. So they have let murderers.
Ray Lewis, yes. We could go through alleged, yes.
Right.
That's why he's bringing up. But no one said, oh, yeah, this guy should play. This guy should be able to play. We don't want any of those people. Yes, it's
right.
A problem.
It is a major problem. And you're not helping the problem. And you're really not helping the kid by doing all of that, right? You're enabling him. And that's where I always go back to. We have got to punish players and kids and people when they're young so they don't continue to push the envelope, because this kid, I am sure Sorsby, has never been held accountable in his life. And he's always gotten away with everything because he could throw a football. Well, here we are now where he did get caught doing something that he wasn't supposed to do, and giving him a 2-game suspension slap on the wrist is telling him, wow, I can do this again. They're not going to really punish me. And that's the message that you're sending right now. The message that you're sending right now is that it's okay what Sorsby did. He's going to miss Abilene Christian and Oregon State, two mid-major schools that are going to be out there. That's not doing any favors for the kids. That's enabling him. And mark my words, man, if they allow this kid to play and to skate through this, this ain't the last we're going to hear of Brandon Sorsby. I promise you that.
Coming up next, we get back to the NBA Finals because it was one of the greatest comebacks we've ever seen. What is your greatest comeback that you have ever witnessed? Also, the ratings are out and they're a smash. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty.
Every Hardee's is closed.
Well, that sucks.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.